Blog Talk Radio.
Get set, cyberspace. It's time to come on down to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Liver than live, this is the one and only 30s AK on Blog Talk Radio. This is Burton Richardson, your announcer, ready for action. Now, get on your marks, and let's start this party with your host that rocks the most, the star of 30JK, Mr. Jason Kelly!
Oh, hell yeah!
What's up? Thank you so much. And thank you, Burton Richardson, for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. How are y'all doing? Yeah! Woo! If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get on up, everybody. It's Jason Kelly. That's right, chill. Come on. Yep. Let's go.
Project JKFX.
We make money. Pay attention.
And today is a great day for 30JK. Today, we have an all-new exclusive interview with the man coming out of Winter Park, Florida. And every time we speak to him, it's always a surprise. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
What is he got to say this time? Well, it's time now to turn the mic around and show some love for the uber snazzy and jazzy Mr. Jason D'Antonio.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Yes, you are great. You are a wonderful audience coming out.
I have no other words to explain to you, 30JK Nation. When you hear that voice, you know the big fat daddy panda is in the building right here, right now, on this very, very fine Friday. What you say, sir?
Happy Friday to you. Happy 4th of July weekend to everybody. And remember, as I always say, be honest and be real and keep it simple. Stupid
kiss.
There you go.
I've been a fan of his for, hell, I don't even know how long right now.
I think it's probably 4 years to the date, if I'm not mistaken. 2012 was when you started pretty much showing up on the scene.
Right. You were paying attention. Give him another round of applause for remembering 30JK Nation. Give it up, y'all.
All right. 2 years in the business now, he's been doing it, folks. He's had some great guests.
Yeah, baby. Jason DeCanio, ladies and gentlemen, on the J.
And you always seem to have the best audiences. You know?
Oh, thank you. As I said, y'all, Jazzy Jason DeCanio, the Jazzy Jason Show, on YouTube.
On Ustream as well, too. We are in two spots.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, we have the radio podcast during the week and the YouTube channel every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I owe you a couple spots for segments for 30JK on your show because I've been busy with the pizza and the chicken and all that other stuff, you know, trying to get everything down for this show and everything else, you know. But you know what? That's okay, folks, because we got them here. We got them live. And in your face, suckers! Yeah!
And this show is going to be going down and as one of the interviews that could pretty much, I don't know how to put it, maybe emotionally make those who have hated me so much realize they might just come to fruition. But I'm not counting on it. I'm here to state the truth and nothing but the whole truth. So help me God as I put my hand on that Bible every time. And even when I don't put my hand on the Bible, I still swear by the truth. That's what's kept me going all this time.
Ever since I've known you, even after the Queens New Yorker and everything else that you've done over the years, you have been a pretty good guy.
I try to be as good as I possibly can, and as I know in the past, I have literally have defended myself, and literally I've had to tell people off in order to get them to respect me. But you know, in trying to kind of balance everything out, I still overall do not give anybody the time of day that pretty much wants to continually have a heartless reaction to my. Success, you know?
Right.
And jealousy will cause a lot of emotional unstableness for those who continue to live that life. And I'm not going to be one to be jealous of anybody because I don't have any jealousy towards anybody.
Right.
And that's why I'm able, able to control it.
It's like the old saying goes, you don't have to love me. You don't even have to like me, but you will respect me.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, I mean,
ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, we're about to lay the smack it down on the lowdown up in here, and continue, DeCanio.
Well, what I was going to say is the reason I'm on today's show is because I have dropped a challenge to all those fake trolls out there who continually slash, bash, crash my name, impersonate my channels, impersonate Jason Kelly's channel, impersonate anybody else, subscribe to the very channel that I am pretty much dealing with that has literally nothing to do with anything that they would be interested in because they themselves say they don't listen to smooth jazz. But, you know, for once, you ugly trolls out there, why don't you come on 30JK and prove that you have been victimized? Because as far as we're concerned, or as far as I'm concerned, your words are mere water, man, flowing like a river down the drain. And literally, what you say, yes, will be doxed and documented, but what you say can have an effect on how the outcome of the so-called settlement in court, because that's where it will go eventually, will turn up.
Now, let me stop you right here, Jazzy. There's only one Project JKFX online,
right.
And there's only one Jason Kelly that knows how to bring it to you 30JK Nation style. And hot jam it, you are listening to him.
Exactly. And that's why I know this show is for real.
And you can
and
take that
no
to the bank and cash
about
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And for all those
Sissy.
People who hate on yeah. And for those who hate on Jason Kelly because he tells the truth and you think he's biased towards me, look, told me in some situations, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I'm on this show for a reason because I'm always invited whenever I ask to be gone. So as far as I'm concerned, that's why I encourage anybody who has a problem with me needs to call 30JK, make contact with the phone, get on your cell phone, since I know a lot of people are on their cell phones constantly, texting or
right.
doing something, making some,
uh-huh.
you know. So why is it that the trolls don't want to call into the show? Maybe you can answer that one, Jay. You know, I'm just curious as to why those so-called trolls with all those fake channels out there, and we know there's at least three or two we know who has been doing it for as long as 3+ years. Now there's another one coming on the scene, and he's impersonating everybody who's already doing the impersonation. So we have an impersonator on top of an impersonator. It's like,
right,
dude. Okay, I feel like I'm the only real guy out there with a real voice, with a real verified channel, you know, exposing the scum of the earth that's out there on YouTube. And it seems like YouTube is becoming the infested troll central from Trollovision City in Stupidville.
All right.
It's you troll, you know? It's getting disgusting. It really is. So if the trolls really believe they've got a valid reason for all the stuff that they said about me, I would like to hear that personally on the phone instead of fake channels and fake names and all this other fakeness. Because it really, homie don't play no more fakeness and never did since day one. Not even since
Anybody
7 years
got time
ago
for that.
When I started. No. You know, I got a life. I have a successful job, a successful relationship, of which my fiance has been through exactly what's been going on since these trolls started appearing 3+ years ago.
The libel, the slandering,
the copyright infringements. Exactly. All of my photos were stolen from me. All my videos were stolen from me. Every video that I make and every video that those trolls and stupid assholes have pretty much made have pretty much been nothing but lies. And all they know how to do is say, well, I'm going to sue you because all you do is slander my name. Yeah? Well, let me see. If you would have learned to back off, if you would have learned to leave me the hell alone, then maybe you would have never gotten exposed. Maybe nobody would have ever had their name on a ripoff report, courtesy of my authorization. Okay? But as far as I'm concerned, they did not give me a chance to say my side of the story. Rob Walchek is to blame for it as well, too, because he didn't want to take my information when I asked him for an interview. So I had to do the only other thing I could think of, Jay, which was to go on Ripoff Report and start telling the truth, because it was all a bunch of bogus crap coming out of people's mouths. And you know what? I think people are entitled and deserve to know the truth about certain individuals. So,
and the number here to call 30JK is, of course, 347-857-2310, 347-857-2310, or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. It's JKFX, the number 4, L-I-F-E, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that's word. And
so let's talk about
It's Jason DeCanio and Jason Kelly and Y-O-U.
Yep. So let's talk about the real situation at hand that we have to kind of clear up, because it involves one of your very best friends, Ms. Jason, and you know who I'm talking about.
CK.
That's right. Now, you've seen the video that CK had made on the 27th of this week. On
June.
Yes,
I did. Yes.
What I want to know from you is...
I couldn't believe...
What's your reaction?
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, we're all friends here. You know that, and I know that.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
And if I recall the last instant message I had with Mr. Kennedy, because I will refer to him as Mr. Kennedy from now on, because, you know, pretty much tarnishes anything that, you know, I cannot trust. But I recall the last words from Mr. Kennedy was, please leave me alone and do not talk to me ever again. Okay, fair enough.
Wow.
I blocked him on Facebook. I blocked him on YouTube and pretty much left the poor chap alone for the last 5 to 6 months, because I know for a fact that last time I was on your show, we were all trying to get along, you know, and put our differences aside and try to move forward from this. But apparently, for some odd reason, Mr. Kennedy now has to make this particular video, not only threatening me, but telling my fiance that I'm gay, I'm a fake, and that the relationship is nowhere, you know. I don't know where he would come up with some grotesque words like that, but whoever he talked with, or whoever he's dealing with, and if the trolls got to him, well, that's his own dang fault. And I forewarned him how many times, just as much as I forewarned everybody, including yourself, what they are capable of doing and what they did, what they can do if you let them do this. And apparently, I think Mr. Kennedy got blackmailed. I think he also, now he's being impersonated by Mr. Detweiler, because we have virtual proof of that. And you will see it later on in other videos coming up. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't owe anything to Mr. Kennedy. And the fact that we took him in for room and board when he came to down here to visit with us. It shows the hospitality we have as good people. The damage is done, unfortunately, for Mr. Kennedy. He has now done what I didn't think he would do, but apparently he is upset. I don't know why he's still upset at me, considering the fact that he told me to leave him alone. I respected that, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I knew for a fact that after the first time he ditched us, why would I want to give him a second chance when I knew that he would just act the same way? He pretty much wants to create an empire for himself, will run his own race, and he's looking for people to help him. Great. But if you didn't want my help, why all of a sudden now should we patch things up? I think it was just best that we stayed apart from each other. You run your race and I'll run mine. Fair enough. Now, unfortunately, he had to go make the video on the 27th, and I have responded back to him stating, yeah, do you know the full story? No, you don't apparently think I owe you $70 for a closed Patreon account. He made donations to that account, Jason, you know?
Right.
And those were pledges. And even Stephanie made the same pledges. Stephanie's not even asking for the money back. Okay, the money was put to good use. It was put to further push along the Queens New Yorker, you know. But unfortunately, because Mr. Kennedy didn't want anything to do with me anymore because of the situation that he was so-called dragged into by the trolls, you know, he got all stressed out. He got fed up with me, and he took it upon himself to denounce me. Now he's literally, now I consider him an enemy, because by denouncing me, you pretty much gave the two very trolls a leg up in this situation.
Right.
My question to everybody is who the heck can you trust nowadays on the internet? And I think it's a very, very close-knit circle of people. And that's why I'm very cautious, because I'll tell you right now, I will only be friends with real people, with real pictures, with real verification accounts. That's it.
Now, for those of you who are wondering who's that beeping, I think I have a 734 number calling in. Whoever that is needs to call 347-857-2310. 347-857-2310. That's what you need to call.
I have a feeling Mr. Kennedy is trying to call you to try to sway your. But if he's got something to say, let him say it. It's not, like I said before, he's done the damage, literally. I can never trust him again, and I know for a fact that there's no trust anymore. He has literally played into the hands of two individuals who he told to back off, and now they're impersonating him, and yet he's too blind to see it, JK. He is too blind to see
right.
The truth from day one, and he better start realizing that if he wants to live a life of lies like they, he's no better than anybody as far as I'm concerned. And you've got to clean up your own act. And I'm not going to start cleaning up everybody's act for everybody else. You're all grown individuals. Start acting like it. Start acting like adults, for crying out loud. I'm tired of this teenage, I got to depend on people. Dude, I moved out of my mother's house for one reason, to get out of that stressful
right.
environment. I'm on my own now. And I'm doing that better than I was 8-9 months ago. And it's now 11 months because we're moving into July here. Granted, it got off
right.
to a shaky start, but – and in all moves, everything happens for a shaky start for a reason. So, I'm just glad that you and I are the best of friends. And
mm-hmm.
I I'm not going to tell you who to be friends with, JK. You have to make your own choices as to who you think you can trust, okay?
Right.
But when you hear the stories, when you hear the evidence coming out from me, a truthful guy who's been there for the last how many years doing what he's been doing, okay, stating the facts, and then a guy like CK comes on and starts running his mouth, why, for any reason of a doubt, would there be a sudden chance to give him a second and third chance? Why? Why the hatred? What did I ever do to this guy? We can back up our stories. My fiance can back up her story anytime. We're not looking for an apology. Uh-huh. We're beyond that.
Okay.
And you could tell this. You could tell this to CK. We don't want to have anything to do with him anymore. It is over and done with. But if he wants to take a lawsuit to court, he's got to do it down here in Florida. And I think for one second he don't have the guts to do it. Like, he don't have any guts to fight the very people who's been attacking him, lest I have been leaving him alone for the last 8 months when he ditched me. Fair enough.
Right.
So, again, the trolls, well, we know they're not going to call in. They lose again. Chris Kennedy, you lose because you don't know how to see beyond your own shadow. JK, you win all the time because you have stuck with the truth. You have supported me. You have stuck by me. You've encouraged me just as much as I've encouraged you. That's what true friendship is all about. To the haters out there, you all can stick it where the sun don't shine. To my supporters, thank you for your continued support, and I will give you the best dang shows you deserve every week, here in and here out.
Jazzy Jason DeCaneo, ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jason, for having me on. I appreciate it. Now, before I go, I would like to say that I know the haters are going to reply to this show and say that it was all fixed, it was all fake. Well, you guys can think what you want to think. But when it comes right down to it, you have your version, but I have the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hug glory! Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. And again,
amen,
where can we... Where can we find you on the web? Where can we find you on the web for anything?
You can find me on Ustream at The Real Jazzy Jason Show. You can find me on YouTube at The Real Jazzy Jason Show, which is the sister, same title. You can find me on Facebook. But please, if you want to be friends with The Real Jason DeCaneo, you have to be real. I accept anybody, but I will not take fakes. I will not accept anybody who is a fake or trying to be one.
Right.
And that's going to pretty much limit a lot. But you know what? I'm putting up the borders right now. And I am discarding, and I'm getting rid of the toxicity of everybody. But if still people want to attack me, fair enough. But you better attack me with some facts and some credibility and accountability, for that matter. Because anything you say from here on out will be doxed and documented, and you will be held 100% to it. And I'm not talking to you, Jason, but I'm talking to any one of those lousy guys out there who didn't want to call in today, who was another coward and should be put on the hot seat. Mm-hmm.
Right.
$300, my butt, to come on. Yeah, that's what the Hey Honcho troll wanted you and me to do, was cough up each $300 for him to come on for his half hour of lies and denying. Oh, God.
Survey says, don't think
yeah,
so. Homie, don't say that. Anybody got time
yeah.
for that?
Yeah, Mr. Troll. Sorry, but access denied.
Damn right. Again, Jazzy Jason DeTanio, thank you so much for joining me. And, hey, we'll look forward to checking you out on the next Jazzy Jason show with all your favorite smooth jazz gems from the 70s to today. News of the Weird. And, of course, yours truly, JK, holding it down, 30JK, and everybody's favorite part of the show, Ticked Off. Before
Which
we go,
will come back.
Do you
yes.
have any Ticked
yes.
Off for me?
Not yet, but I will start inducing the Ticked Off section slowly but surely. I have to kind of find a way to get back into it. Don't worry, we'll work it into one of the shows during. We have 3 shows a week. We'll find a spot for it. Don't worry about it. It's gotta
All
kind
right.
of slowly get itself back in. But don't you worry, my friend. We'll get it in for you.
All right then, man. We'll see you soon. And thanks again for
Happy
your call.
July
all right.
You. Thank you. Thank you very
all right.
much.
Thank
Jason.
You.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you so much. Give it up for
thank
Jazzy.
You. You've been a great audience. And a great host. Thank you. Safe 4th of July, everybody.
That's for you, buddy.
Yes.
Soak it in.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I'll see you soon, Jazzy. Call me anytime.
Will do, Jason. Thanks for being a great friend and a great supporter.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
And that will bring this edition of 30JK to a close. I definitely thank all of you for joining us today. And until we meet you again over Blog Talk Radio, you know what I say. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what you will always do all day, all the time. And as always imparting, see you on the flip side. And then remember, it's a JK thing, sissy. We're gone. Later, and much love. Bye.